Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I need a little bit of help from you today. I got a 30-day ban yesterday at Facebook. They can't really tell you why. I mean, it has the ability to enrage you if you permit it to, and I'm not going to let it. But right here off the bat, those of you who are watching right now, CoachDaveLive.com. See, we're no longer on YouTube. We're no longer on Facebook, at least for 30 days. So a lot of people's used to go on the Facebook and watch in the morning. We're not there. Hey, where's Coach? And whatever. So if you're watching right now, share this. Go to CoachDaveLive.com and copy the link and share it on your Facebook page or your Twitter page, whatever it is. Just do that right now, if you would. It's really, really simple. I can't do it. All those people who watch there, hopefully I've been trying for months and months and months and drive them to CoachDaveLive.com. But, hey, Spencer, pull that up there real quick. Can you just put CoachDaveLive.com up on the website? Maybe some of you don't know how to do this. So Spencer's going to give you a real quick lesson on how you share this. Now, I'm not trying to be condescending. So, folks, here's all you need to do. Go up at the very top, Spencer, where it says CoachDaveLive.com. Folks, just back, right-click, and highlight that. That copies the link. That copies it. And then all you have to do is go to your Facebook page or your Twitter page, wherever, and just hit paste, and it pastes the link right in there for you. It's very, very simple to do. That's all you have to do. Copy, click, right click, copy, and then go to the page and hit paste. And you put, then all of a sudden, I'm playing on your Facebook page. You understand how this works? All right? So if you would do that.
I'm sorry. I just want to jump in real quick. I did copy and paste. Is that the same link every day, or is there a different link every day?
You will find it there every day, Dale. And then you have to click join the huddle, right? Would that be right, Spencer? Am I telling them the right thing? Yeah. Folks, it would really help if you did that. This happens to me a lot. I watch videos that others have posted. And so help us out with that. Okay, cool. I love the fact we're being banned. Are you looking at me today? Let me tell you something. We are so going to win. We are so going to win. Because why? They never dreamed we would awaken. They never dreamed it would happen this fast, folks. And I know Jeff Klein went to his school board meeting the other night. I know Ohio Brett went to his school board meeting last night. I know that Mel was, I don't know, was it last night? I don't know. We got people that are going to school. For the first time ever, people are understanding all politics are local. Now, they're upset about what's going on in Washington, D.C., but they're seeing for the first time that they can go to their local school board and have a voice. They can make a difference there. They can see that they can go to their local city council meeting, their local county commissioner meeting. People are getting it. We can win this battle locally. And, folks, it's happening. It's happening all across America. Alex Jones told us about 20 years ago that we were in an info war. You do remember that, don't you, when Alex Jones, his website, I think it still is, Info Wars. He was telling us 20 years ago, hey, folks, it's going to be about this is going to be a battle about information, getting information out. And now, bear with me. I know some of you want to get in there. Hang on, Glenn. I did that video. Hey, Spence, I'm sorry, man. I'm kind of all over the place already here this morning. I did the video with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and those magnificent doctors the other day. We did that Sunday night. Yeah, here it is. Doctors. And the SGT report picked it up and played the thing in total. Now, if you haven't watched this, it's about five different doctors explaining exactly what's going on. It's very, very, very powerful video. But you know what's really powerful? Spencer, right there. Already, in less than 24 hours, 37,972 people have watched this video. Now, the SGT report has, how many subscribed there? 100,000, something subscribed. But it doesn't matter. 37,972 have watched that video that we did the other night. And the information is getting out. Now, this is posted on BitChute. We post them on other things. But, folks, we're going to win this thing. But here's the problem. In winning, the other side is getting desperate. Now, they've got their plan all laid out, and they know what they're going to do, and yada, yada, yada. It's like we cause a fumble. What do you do? Your game plan goes out the window when you cause a fumble and get a scoop and score. You say, Coach, what's a scoop and score? Well, the team's the other team has the ball, and they're driving down the field, and they got a little bit of momentum going. And all of a sudden, your strong safety, Brett Bull, steps up and smacks the ball carrier, and the ball pops out. And then the ball pops out, and what happens? One of Brett's teammates, or maybe Brett himself, comes running along, scoops it up, and scores. We call it a scoop and score. Scoop and score. It changes the entire football game. The entire momentum shift takes place. Folks, we're doing scoops and scores all over America. Now, the only way we get a scoop and a score is somebody has to stand up and apply the hit. Somebody's got to go to the school board and smack the guy so that the ball pops out. Somebody has to share the video so that the ball pops out. And then when the ball pops out, everybody sees the ball laying on the ground, and there's a mad scramble for it. But most times on scoop and scores, the ball's out there wide open, and somebody just comes on the run and scoops it and goes with it. They don't jump on it and cover it like you would a fumble. They scoop and score with it. We're in the midst of scoop and score. We're in the midst of it right now. We're going, folks, we're going to win. We're going to win. Now, look, take time to watch this video that's up there. Doctors and Lawyers Issue. It's a video that Juan O'Savin and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny put together the other night. And there were six of us that had the opportunity to make a presentation. I got to be one of them. I had my 10 minutes of pep talk in the midst of it. And this is going, folks, it's got to go out. People got to know what's going on. And the heroes are those of us who are doing what? We're causing the fumbles. We're causing the fumbles and the scoop and score. So I'm asking you right now to do a scoop and score. Share this show. It's a scoop and score. You cause the fumble, boom, somebody's going to pick it up and run with it. And others' eyes are going to continue to be awakened. Because here's a problem you run into, and I know you do because I do. You gather with your friends, and you try to tell them about the vaccine, and they think you're crazy. Right? They say, oh, Uncle Dave, he's just full of, he's a conspiracy theorist. That's the way Uncle Dave. No. You give him this, it ain't Uncle Dave anymore. It isn't Uncle Randy anymore. You let them look at it, and then they're going to have to make their own decision. But I'm going to promise you this. Some of them are going to jump on the fumble. Some of them are going to say, are you kidding me? And then here comes the tough part. Tough part's this. Some of them already fumbled. They took the vaccine. They fumbled. Now, look, this is the hardest part. It's the hardest part. You got to tell them the truth. And they're going to say, are you telling me that this is going to happen to me? I say, well, I'm not telling you that. I don't know. But Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says it is. She says it's going to happen to you. And if you really want to, don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. But listen to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Because you need to get right with the Lord here. That's why Dale said before the show, the greatest revival to hit America is coming. Because I believe this. And I don't hope it. There will be people going to drop dead. They're going to be what seem to be healthy people, according to Dr. Sherry and others, that they're going to get sick. They're going to get sick this fall, friends. And the immune system has been so compromised that it's going to turn an attack on itself. Watch the show. It's what the entire hour and a half program was about. They tell you exactly what's going on. These are scientists and doctors, not Dr. Fauci, not the Centers for Disease Control. These are doctors telling you the impact of having taken this vaccination.
Hey, Coach, can I capitalize on something that you're talking about?
Scoop and score, Kevin. Scoop and score.
All right, so I took a quick look. I didn't have a chance to watch it all last night, but I went in and watched the first 10 minutes, and I noticed that a particular doctor in there with you was named Dr. Yaden. Can you confirm that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's Dr. Michael Yaden, correct?
Yes, it is.
Do you realize who that is?
I don't.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I told you that the vice president, the former vice president of research for Pfizer.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
That's who it is, okay?
Gotcha.
He came out after he reviewed what this jab was made up of, he came out and said, this shot is going to kill millions of people, and if they wanted to devise a depopulation program, this is how they would do it. Now, this is not an anti-vaxxer. This man made a 40-year career making vaccines, which this shot is not. So I want the listeners to realize just who was in that meeting, and you might want to listen to what this man has to say because he comes from the inside.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, friends, I want you to know this. This panel that's on this video here, thank God for Shaman SGT Report for picking that thing up. Oh, my goodness. Folks, listen. These guys were handpicked. These experts were handpicked by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Juan O'Savin. I don't know Juan O'Savin. Don't know him. Know of him. I don't know him. They were handpicked by them. These are the experts of the experts in those fields. And it is worth the time to listen. It's worth the time because it's going to give you opportunities to cause more fumbles, to scoop and score. So I heard somebody the other day on a show, and the best serum is truth. Randy, if you took a shot and you knew you were going to die, would you want to know it? Folks, would you? If you ate something or did something and you knew you were going to die, would you want to know it?
Yep, so I might be able to do something about it.
That's right. Or I might turn to Christ or whatever it would be, right? And so we can't, folks, we can't patty cake it anymore, right? We can't patty cake it. And you need to tell those people, if you've taken the shot, you are in very, very dangerous territory. Maybe you start there. Your long-term health will be affected by it. And then be able maybe to give them a Sherry Tenpenny video or give them this video or whatever. But friends, don't sugarcoat it and say, well, the Lord will protect you. Do we know that? Do we know that the Lord's going to protect them? I don't know. Is the Lord going to protect somebody who took a shot? What? Well, he can, but will he? And so if we love our friends, you're going to tell them the truth. You're going to tell them the truth. You're not going to argue with them. You're not going to argue. You're going to say, listen, I used this illustration yesterday. You go to your family and your friends and ask them this very simple question. Do you think I care for you? Do you think I care about you? You think I love you and I want to see you be healthy? And do you believe that Uncle Dave feels that way about you? Well, sure, Uncle Dave, I do feel that way about you. Okay, then, because I feel this way about you, I have to tell you this. If you have taken the vaccine, it has altered your immune system. Please watch this video. Remember, I love you. I love you. I'm not here to scare you. I love you. If I had a pill I could give you, I would give you the pill. But I don't have a pill that I can give you. But I want you to know that if you took the shot, you've taken a pill. Just present it to them like that. Don't argue with them. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says, and Dr. Madej says, don't even get into that. Just tell them, you know I love you. You know I care about you. I'm concerned because you took the shot. Please watch this. That's it, folks. That's it. Don't get in an argument. And we got to quit. We have to quit. It's only truth that makes us free. Only truth that does. And can we undo the impact of these shots? Probably not. Can you get saved? Can you come into the kingdom of God? Is that ultimately what it's all? Well, I got so much on my heart. I told Michelle yesterday, God, I love that woman. We're sitting on the middle of a time bomb. Us.
Amen, coach.
us. Amen.
And we don't even know. We don't know it. Hiroshima is about to go off, and we don't even know it. There are, folks, listen, there are millions, multi-millions of people who are going to be impacted by this. Okay, Spencer, let's do it real quick. Spencer, go to, let me find my own. Folks, I got to show you this. I love you. I got to tell you the truth, right? I got to tell you the truth. How come I don't have that there? Let's pull it up here real quick. I love you. Why don't I tell you the truth? You want me to tell you the truth? Okay. Do this, Spencer. Let's go real quickly. Let's go to the 8-month review of COVID. Just go on there. Just go. Folks, I got to tell you the truth. They're not telling us the truth. Why are they not telling us the truth? Could it be they're not telling us the truth because they're screwed? Could it be they're not telling us the truth because they don't want to face the consequences of what they've told us? Scroll on down real quick, Spencer. Let's just read the headlines we go down through here, folks. Go on. Go. Keep on going. Keep on going. These are videos you could watch. I don't want you to watch this, but look at this. These are people who are dead. Look at this right there. 20,595 dead, 1.9 million injured in European Union's database. See that again? 21,000 dead, 1.9 million injured, 50% serious in the database of European Union. 11,940 dead. 618,000 injuries and 1,175 unborn babies dead following COVID shots. Fully vaccinated 33-year-old New Yorker dead. Minnesota woman loses both legs and both hands following second Pfizer COVID shot. Going down, Spencer. Freedom of Information request reveals 5,500 people have died within 28 days of receiving COVID in Scotland. Attorney Tom Rentz, we're going to have him on the show. He says there's 45,000 deaths, at least 45,000 deaths reported in America, all within 3 days of COVID shots. Canada doctor, 62% of patients vaccinated for COVID have permanent heart damage. Comply with COVID vaccination demands and you could end up dead like these people. Tens of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine injured in the U.S. begging for help as medical community turns their back. See, the medical community is turning their back on because they've taken money. They've taken money from the pharmaceuticals, right? Americans will celebrate Independence Day as the CDC reveals almost 7,000 dead, 500,000 injured following COVID injections. Father and daughter die 4 days apart despite taking different brands of COVID-19 shots. 1,007,253 injuries and 1,403 dead in the UK following COVID-19 injections. On and on and on, friends. This ain't make-believe. COVID-19 bioweapon shots destroy young lives. These are young people that are dead. What percentage of the American public is now complicit with murder? 4 British Airways pilots are dead following COVID-19 injections, while Spain and Russia prohibit vaccinated pilots. Oregon Senator's wife, 19-year-old college student among latest victims, dead following COVID shot. Parents of Benjamin Goodman speak out. British software developer now paralyzed after taking the jab. Censored in the corporate media, hundreds of medical professionals speak out. That's the ones we're talking about. That's what we had on the show tonight. Hundreds of them, they're being censored. Why? Because the government and the medical, they are so interlocked and so deep. And the government has taken up so much money and the medical industry has doled out so much money. The 501c3 NFL taking money from the government. Are they going to stand up and speak out against it? Folks, we're on the winning side. I hate to use that as a winning side. We're telling the truth. We're the ones telling the truth. Sherry Tenpenny is telling the truth. Coach Dave is telling you the truth. Bill Gates is lying to you. Fauci is lying to you. Your governors are lying to you. The president is lying to you, friends. Now, what do we do? Cry loud, spare not, lift your voice like a trumpet. We got to tell people. Copy this website. Send this to your friends. Don't argue with them. Send it to them. So then they're going to call you. Hey, Uncle Randy, does this mean I'm going to get sick? What are you going to say, Uncle Randy? Well, I hope not. But this thing alters your immune system. You need to understand what you've done. That's all you have to say. But we have what they call cognitive dissonance, don't they? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because that's where I was going to start. Hear me. I don't know why I say that, because I know you're listening. I woke up. I had a great night's sleep last night. And I woke up at 3 o'clock, had to pee. I'm not allowed to say that. I had to go to the bathroom. And as soon as I laid back on the pillow, back on my head, I had this spirit of fear come on me. By a spirit of fear, I mean all of a sudden things been, spirit of worry. This is going to happen and this is going to happen. This, as I laid my head back down, trying to get to sleep, this spirit fell on me. Worrying about this, worrying about that. I was able to shake it off and go to sleep. But I wonder why, folks, hear me. Derek, that's a habit. Our carnal mind is our default position. Our carnal mind is our default position. That's why the scripture says that we have to take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Why is it so hard for us to conjure up good thoughts? Why is that? Did you ever in the middle of the night get up and go to the bathroom and come back and lay down and you couldn't go to sleep because you had so many good thoughts? Thoughts about how your kids are going to be successful and all your bills are going to be paid and you're going to be healthy. You dream like that? No. It's those carnal thoughts, those default positions, see? Because you have this carnal mind that you cannot get victory over. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. We have a hard time getting victory over that carnal mind because it is what they call the default position, or what's that word, Mark? First experience or first whatever. A doctor, Doc Jen was talking about that, how it's implanted on your, what's that gland there thing? It's imprinted on you and it becomes the default position. Whether it's fear, whatever it is the carnal nature, and that thing becomes the default position.
First truth. It's first written into your brain truth. Stronger. Yeah, it's written into your brain stronger, and it's harder to remove. That's why unlearning is difficult.
Unlearning is difficult. First truth. So, friends, think about the COVID. What was the first truth? You're going to get sick and you're going to die. You're going to get sick and you're going to die. How long did they pump that into you before you began to see the truth? But see, what did Mark just say? You have to unlearn the first truth. COVID, death, fear, they're connected. Yep. And it automatically comes. Boom, it automatically comes. Why? It's a first truth, right? And so when you lay down in bed at night and you wake up and you try to go back to sleep, your spirit man probably isn't engaged in your sleep process. So you lay your head down and that carnal man, that first truth starts popping back up again. And if we don't take captive what that spirit man, oh, this is deep. This is deep. That's what we're dealing with. And you're dealing with a lot of people in this whole vaccination thing that's going on around us. They can't get past, they can't unlearn the first truth. Wait, first truth doesn't have to be truth. To them, it's truth. First truth. First truth. Your first truth is COVID's going to kill you. Take it back. Oh, I'm sorry. So, social distance, yada, yada, yada. Are you guys picking up on it? I know you're picking it up. I got a bunch of everyone to get in. I feel you guys itching to run, but I want to finish this thought up, right? I want to finish it. That's what we're dealing with, friends. That's what we're dealing with. That's what the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, that because we rejected the truth, the Lord himself will send a first truth that you'll believe a lie. And no matter how much you tell people, they still go out and get that shot. They still wear a mask. They still social distance. Where did they come up with that idea? Where did the idea come from? I don't know. But it was planted into them through the programming of television and internet and radio. They've been programmed. Death, 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 COVID, 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 social distance, wash, 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 right? And that's their first truth. And they can't shake it. They can't shake it. That's why we have such a... Wow, what a job in front of us. Come on in, Glenn. Let me run down through here real quick. Hey, guys, don't give us your life story. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, so, you know, well, not only that, but, you know, when you have family members that that take the vaccine, and they buy the belief, okay, that they're protected. They just spread the lie to everybody else. So you hear it on TV, and then you hear other family members, and you start, you know, then they try to convince you. You know, my sister texted us last night. Her husband has bilateral bacterial pneumonia. He's in the hospital. All of my siblings have taken the vaccine, or the shot, I should say. But I was really encouraged last night, Coach. I attended the Delaware City Council meeting.
Good for you, Glenn.
I went there, you know, because JR spoke. So I just wanted to be there for that. My heart was really encouraged. There was, I think, over 60 people in that room. The room wasn't that big, the council room. There were over a dozen people that got up and spoke and said, please don't enact legislation that allows businesses to make us have to have vaccine passports to go shopping and to go to the store. It was grassroots. And I thought to myself, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are like like-minded like us. The only thing I regret, Coach, is I didn't have cards to hand out. It would have been a great recruiting trip for me. Yeah, but so, I was highly encouraged now, and so I can find out when the Westerville City Council meetings are.
Okay, so Glenn, you tapped me on the shoulder again there. Our friend Terry Ladrick made me. I got a bunch. I got 5,000 business cards. You want some business cards? Email me. I'll mail you 100 business cards. Glenn, you're right, man. Everybody in there should have had one, because why? It's a scoop and score time, right? We caused a fumble last night. Now it's a scoop and score. God bless you, Glenn. Thanks for going there. Craig, come on in then, Randy.
Hey, Coach, we all know the saying, if you're in business, give good service, they might tell two people. Give bad service, they'll tell 200. This might be the invisible army that you're talking about.
Yeah, I believe they're out there, Craig. I really, really believe they're out there. And hey, 36,000 people in 24 hours watched that 2-hour video that we did on that Zoom video. It's unbelievable. I want to publicly acknowledge my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that he'll open doors that no man can shut. And I thank God for open doors. I'm not bragging. There's an open heaven over me right now. There's an open heaven. And I want to acknowledge it. I want you guys to understand what's going on. That the God in his time is going to elevate the truth. Come on in, Randy. Then Roger.
Yeah, Coach, can I read a scripture?
Sure.
Okay. God gave me this morning. I think we're going to all roll with this. We are, but it's Numbers 16. I'm going to start at verse 43 and read 4 verses.
Randy, hang on. Let Spencer get it up here. Numbers what, 16?
Number 16. This is about a plague. It's Numbers 16, verse 43. I'm going to read down to 48.
Go start at 43. Okay. We got it up there. Go ahead, Randy.
Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting. God was there. He was in presence, God, Coach. But rebellion had started. This is about rebellion. This is about rebellion in our nation. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, get away from among this congregation.
Wow.
That I may consume them in a moment. And they fell on their face. This is us, Coach. We're falling on our face right here. So Moses said to Aaron, take a censer and put fire in it from the altar.
Mm.
Coach, that's us with truth. Our censer is truth. We're taking truth, and we're taking that fire. That's the fire of God. And he says, put the incense on it and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For the wrath has gone out from the Lord, and the plague has begun.
Wow, 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 wow.
So then, Coach, listen. Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded, and he ran into the midst of the congregation.
He ran in.
Yes. And already the plague had begun among the people. They were dying like crazy. So he put it in the incense, and he made atonement for the people. Now, Coach, here, this is us right here, verse 48. We stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed.
Wow.
Coach, we have the censer full of truth. We have to step into this plague and be their salvation. We have to take the gospel, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, all of this. Coach, this is what we're doing right now.
Amen. Amen. Truth, baby. Truth. Randy, that's truth. Profound, brother. That's profound. Bless you. Roger, come on in.
Quickly, on the video, I've not watched it yet, but the key words for people listening, I think, are going to be the durability of this jab. There is no durability. So Google durability and the jab. It fades out after 6 months. The other thing that's important to understand is called the antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement. That's another topic that they will have talked about, I'm sure, and Google that. The other thing, Dave, real quick is, let's assume this loss of life is coming. Our city, our nation, our world will never be the same with the loss of this many people. So you wonder, what is it going to look like if, in fact, this death monologue plays out? And there's going to be literally tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people gone. And this world will not be the same, be it whether it's employment, whether it's family gatherings. It's going to be a whole different world. But durability, anti-dependent enhancement, two good words to look into.
Thanks, Roger. Just a real quick cliff notes here. Be right there, Larry. See, what's going to happen, what Dr. Sherry Timpany and these experts say is going to happen is here in the fall or sometime here soon, somebody's going to get a flu virus. They're going to catch some bug. And your immune system is going to attack itself because your entire immune system has been changed. It's not COVID that's going to kill you. You now have a destroyed immune system. And so people are going to have all their, watch the video. Larry, come on, and then Myra and Kevin.
Yeah, I just want to say that if you remember back in the beginning of the COVID saga back in 2020, we recognized that they were blaming all kinds of deaths on COVID, you know, died of COVID, when maybe they died with COVID. Maybe COVID was a large or a small contributing factor. But I think the same is true now. All these people that are getting the vaccinations and dying, some of those would have died anyway.
Yes.
Now, what factor the vaccination played in their death? We don't know. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has her conclusions that she's made and everything. And I don't know of anything that to refute those because I'm not a medical doctor. But the thing is, the important point is, what do we do about it now? First of all, if people have taken the jab, you can't go back and untake it. So their question to you and you brought up earlier, Coach, is, hey, what does this mean? What do I do? What, I took the jab. Well, there's only one thing that I can think of right now that I can confidently tell people, okay, this is what you have to do since you took that jab. And that is you have to examine your life. What is your relationship with God, the Almighty Father, and proceed accordingly.
That's it, Larry. That's it. It's in the Lord's hands, man. It is anyway. We just don't understand it, right? It is. And so what, you're going to trust, you're not going to trust the pharmaceutical companies to come up with an antidote to this? Huh? They're going to give you another jab. It's going to cancel this one. Is that really it? Dr. Sherry says it's irrevocable. It can't be changed. All of those experts. Hey, Spencer, if you could, real quick, coming right to you, Kevin, hang on. Or Myra, I'm sorry. Hey, Spencer, throw that video back up there real quick, the one that we had up there before. Yeah, this. Just forward it to about, forward to 10 minutes into the thing, Spencer, if you can. And just play it so people see what it is. Look, it's these doctors, it's these medical experts. They're discussing what's going on with this thing. This isn't the bought-off CDC. This isn't Fauci. These are guys. Now, Dr. Yaden, that Kevin was speaking about, he used to work for, he would work for Pfizer, I think it was. He did this stuff, And he's telling us, this is what's happening. This is what's going to happen. Peter McCullough, he has been thrown out. He's lost everything. He lost his job. I think it's the University of Houston, although I could be wrong. They've thrown him out. They've deprogrammed. They've done everything. Because why? These guys are telling the truth. Dr. Richard Fleming. Friends, this is, just click this. See where we are. Just play a couple minutes of this.
Right up, upon my testimony in terms of guiding the country on some key issues. And I'm a regular contributor on Fox News and other major media to help interpret the data. I can tell you, as we sit here today, we have about 3,000 certified cases of myocarditis or heart inflammation that have occurred. That's what the CDC has confirmed. We have no idea how many more thousands of young people have been affected like this. The vaccines all have a dangerous mechanism of action where genetic material is taken up into the heart. And then as the heart starts to produce a form of protein called the spike protein, it causes inflammation in the heart. And the heart does not stand any type of foreign protein in it whatsoever. We have the heart muscle cells and then the support cells called satellite.
This is it, folks. This is it. It's on our website. It's already had, as I said, 36,000 views in the last in the first 24 hours. And I encourage you to go there. Myra, come on in, then Kevin and Naomi. Kevin, come on in.
I went to the Neosho School Board last night to try to help have a little bit of influence on the mask and the vaccine situation. But before I went, apparently I've gotten enough attention from even my state representative called me and spoke to me for about 45 minutes before I went. And he shared some wisdom, and he's unbeknownst to a lot of people, he's actually a Pentecostal preacher too. And he said, you need to understand, I'm on the same page with you. I am right with you. I'm not going to go to the meeting because I have been told that I would be abrasive or corrosive to what may be coming to pass. But he said, I've been working in the background. I want you to know we had a vacancy on the school board, and they were going to appoint somebody. There were seven candidates that had applied, four conservative, three liberal. And anyway, they had the school board. I went to the school board meeting. They interviewed all the participants, and they ended up selecting a gentleman. And it ended up being the one that my state representative wanted to have placed on the board. And he immediately had an effect. But one of the things, and we were mask optional. And, you know, if we get up to a 7% level in school, then we have to go mask. But the highest that we ever got last year was.
Listen, Kevin, listen, I don't care how high it gets. The masks don't work.
I understand. I understand. I know. But I was yesterday, I was actually just meant to be a fly on the wall. And I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to have to become Coach Dave and explode. And let them know that the authority of the Lord was on me, like I did last time. Anyway.
Gary Dunlap. Come on in, Gary. Bless you, Kevin. Bless you. Come on in, Gary.
Hey, before I leave, the thing that Ben, that my legislator imparted on me was he couldn't remember the scripture, but I'm going to tell you right now. It's Matthew 10:16 and 10:17. For behold, I send you as sheep among the wolves, for you to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And that's what I was last night. Thank you, Lord.
Good. I don't do very good on that one. Come on in, Gary.
All right. Yes, a couple of things. First of all, does anyone really have any sense of knowing how many people or what percentage of the population, say, in this country have actually gotten the shot? I mean, they
30%. I saw. That's what they think. It's 30%. They're telling us 70, but it's 30.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wouldn't trust the media to tell the truth on that figure either. But there are a couple things about this I'd like to throw in. First of all, is the idea of two things. First of all, this would be the time, besides telling them about the gospel, of course, would be advice that those who've gotten the shot, if they have not gotten their family affairs in order, a will, and so forth, this would be the time to do that. Number two is one thing, and I'm sure you know this has come up in conversation maybe before or after the queue, but you know, all these people, when they get whacked, and whether they're dead or they're incapacitated, there's going to be incredible disruptions of the supply chain.
There's going to be a financial reset already. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, I got you, Gary. It's coming. Got to move on. Bless you, man. Naomi.
Good morning. So the scripture that was being read, he stood between the living and the dead, and the plague was stayed. I understand all the ins and outs about what we're dealing with right now, but this brought to mind the Black Plague in Europe. And there is a town in Germany that turned to God and said, "We will tell your story for the rest of eternity if you will stop this plague." And the plague stopped, and every 10 years they have like a 3 or 4 or 5 hour play that tells the story, and you can only be a descendant of those people in the town in order to participate in the play and be an actor and stuff like that. They take it very seriously, but they stood between the dead and the living, and they told God they would tell his story, and that's what happened. They do it regularly every 10 years. It's awesome.
We can't even pray in schools. Come on in, Jeff, now.
Well, I'm going to the school board meeting tomorrow. I'll just say I just got a letter from the VA. It's called the Million Veteran Program based on survey. Don't participate in it. It's a genetic testing. They check your background, your DNA, and everything. Don't participate in it. Thank you.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Mark Trump, come on in. Then Debbie.
Yeah, I got something in the chat, Coach. There is a protocol for people who've had the vaccination. It's tailored to protect the inside of your blood lining so that the spike protein doesn't do as much damage. Now, the prognosis may be the same, but if you click on that link, this group who've come up with this protocol, it includes zeolite, some things that cross over our known list of good things, of natural healing. It's holistic-based information, so if you just click on that link and look at it, it'll give you a protocol to share with someone. It includes pine needle tea. How does pine needle tea fit in? Look at this thing. Now, the exopolitics group that this came from states that there's an international tribunal for the human race suing governments, bigger than governments. So this site that's got this protocol has a ton of information on a global organization that's outing all of the, you know, stuff on a global scale. I've never heard of this group. I don't know what it's about. But this protocol is something I ran across, wanted to share.
Thanks, Mark. I'm trying to copy and paste it right now. I got away from my page. Who did I say is next? Whoever I said next, come on in. I'm doing something here.
I think it was me.
Go. Yes.
Okay. Mike Adams on Alex Jones yesterday had a segment where he was talking about, as a lab owner, you can request a live coronavirus, COVID-19. He said it comes either in fluid or in powdered form, and it's actually a virus that's taken from a person infected with COVID-19 and processed so that they can calibrate their machines to test it, to test against it, you know, like in hospital labs.
Uh-huh.
He could not get it. He said all he could keep getting from these places that he always gets things like this, they just sent him a letter, said unavailable, blah, blah, blah. He said the bottom line is, you've got to watch this because he nails it. He said it doesn't exist for us to be able to, it just doesn't exist. He said he can't get it. And he said the entire scientific community is in on it. And it,
surprise, surprise.
Fact, his words were, as of today, science and medicine is dead.
Amen. It is. It's been bought off. Pharmaceuticals have bought it off. Come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Coach, Just to add what Debbie was saying yesterday, Mike Adams stated that all they give them is a download of computer code. It's scripting, and it's nothing. There's nothing there but what they can amp up with the cycles, just like they do on the PCR test. There's no evidence whatsoever.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yep. It's like a barcode kind of thing. So.
Yep. Computer. Yes. 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 Dale, come on in. Then a higher breath than Luann.
Amen, Coach. You've heard of the terminology survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah.
From the medical field, when a doctor tells you to take a regimen of antibiotics and he says, make sure you take them all, I never knew. When you don't do that, what creates then is a super bug bacteria.
Yep. Yep.
What I heard and my wife confirmed yesterday, what's happening with this jab, it is creating a restraint from the virus itself that is becoming a super virus. We're about to enter into this virus where it mutates, not weakens, but becomes more and more strong and resistant to anything.
Of course, of course, of course. Ohio Brett, then Luann.
Hey, Coach. Good morning, team. I just want to give a report from the Dublin City School Board meeting last night. It was an embarrassment on our side. We had not big numbers. They had Antifa, Black Lives Matter. They had probably 50 parents out there. So me, I patiently walked up right to them. And I looked at the children. I said, is that your child? And is that child abuse? Why are they wearing a mask? And they're like, oh, it's a pandemic. We're trying to protect him. What are you protecting them from? They couldn't answer it. I said, oh, you're protecting them from something that 98% of the people survived at an A-plus rating. And then sure enough, the big weasel guys come up and they started cussing at me and I held my ground. It was a disaster, Coach. And then actually in the board meeting, this new Dublin superintendent, his first words in his opening dialogue are all about the ODH and the mask work and the only way out is to vaccinate the students. That's what he's saying. It's sad.
I wonder if he's talked to Dr. Sherry Tinpenny, you think?
Not at all.
I bet he hadn't talked to Sherry. Luann, come on in. And Chad wants to come in. Chad wants to come in and give a little bit of an update. So, Chad, get in here. Go ahead.
I was in the hospital the other day getting a test done. Everybody came through the doors. I was telling them about all this. And then the nurse back there come out with the head honcho telling me, oh, well, here's your test, and you can leave now. I said, not after I share some more. I said, you touch me with those masks, and I'll sue you. You know what I mean? She shut up.
So listen, here's where it is, friend. Yes. Listen, I do not want this show to become every day we come in here and talk how bad it is. I want this to be a show where there's solutions.
Yes. Right?
We're giving you solutions. Now, it's going to be uncomfortable. Folks, we are at war. Listen to me. Some of us may have to forfeit our lives. You understand that? You understand that? That some of us in this war might end up in jail? We might get whacked? Do you understand that? It is this serious. So we can come in here every day and we can talk about what's going on. Or we can do something about what's going on. It's faith without works is dead. Dead faith. Dead faith. Lord's calling us to do something. Randy just read it to us. Chad, are you out there? You going to try to get in here? Come on in.
Yeah, I'm in here, sir.
Okay, hang on a second, Chad. Go ahead, Jerry, real quick. And then I'm going to let Chad have the last few minutes here.
God bless you, Coach. Yeah, this is a battle. And I think if we're going to enter into it fully, you have to be willing to go all the way. Jesus sacrificed his life for us. We can do no less for him. At least that's the way I feel. You're going to have to kill me to stop me.
Well, amen. And by the way, they may kill some of us to try to stop us. It's just the reality of it, right? It's just the reality of it, man. We are deep, 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 deep into this war. Be of good courage. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Folks, you're not going to die one day sooner than the Lord's ordained. You're not going to do that. And by the way, if they kill you for this, you get a martyr's crown. That's the highest honor you can get, a martyr's crown. We got to stand, folks, we got to stand. You know people right now, you do. You know people right now who will not be alive next year. You know, I'm just, hey, this is life and death. And you can, we can sit back and we can worry about our own life while we watch them die. Or we can share the truth of life, the real truth of life, and die to ourselves and do it.
Amen.
Right? Amen. 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 Chad, come on in. I got a lot more. Let's end on a good note here. Chad and Bobby Lee just, hey, by the way, Spencer, throw that picture up of those two guys. There's, look at that. Bobby Lee with Steve Quayle and Chad with Steve Quayle. Steve was nice enough to meet with these guys, bought him a big old steak. Chad and Bobby went out to Montana and put on a tactical thing. Give us a little bit of an update here, Chad. Chad.
All right. Hey, Coach, I just want to also, Bobby and I, we want to thank you for, helping us, starting and putting it on the calendar and all that, and encouraging us and everything like that. I want to also thank Neil and Mary for giving a shout out to them for staging us here. Anyway, so we had a great event there. We had 33 or so at the tactical event there in Montana. So we're trying to move west, folks. We're moving. We're trying to expand. I know I see some. We got some in Michigan coming on now. And so we're just going to keep moving, and we're going to keep offering these events as long as the left continues to try to attack us. You saw that Christian group that was out there. Antifa came and attacked him and beat him up like that. And the Proud Boys had to come in and rescue him. Look, we don't need somebody to come and rescue us. We're quite capable of doing this now. If you think that you are not a warrior type or anything, or neither was Gideon. Neither was Gideon. You're exactly the kind of person that the Lord needs to use.
Amen.
Exactly the person.
Good, Chad. So you guys, listen, folks, understand this. This is how much Chad and Bobby Lee are in on this, okay? Chad lives in Texas. Bobby lives in Pennsylvania. Bobby drove from Pennsylvania to Wisconsin for the event last week. Chad drove from Texas to Wisconsin for the event last week. And then Chad and Bobby got in a truck together and they drove 18 hours to Montana to do a tactical training in Montana. They did that training and they got in their car and they drove 18 hours back to Wisconsin, which is where they are today. Chad's going to get in his truck, which, by the way, had about $1,500 in repairs he had to get done on it. Chad's truck is going to drive down to Moody, Texas. Bobby's going to get in his truck. He's going to drive into Chicago. He's going to pick up some things that some people have donated to our ministry. Bobby's going to pick them up. He's going to drive down to Ohio, probably 11 hours to my house, bring this stuff. And then maybe at some point, Bobby and Chad will both get a chance to go back home. There are a lot of people who are really making themselves uncomfortable to do this. Chad has been away from home for 2 weeks. 2 weeks he's been away from home. Bobby as well. So, folks, there are a lot of – we're at war, man, and there are a lot of people out there who are fighting hard and doing everything they can to make a difference. And I say that Bobby and Chad are heroes. And Bobby's going to pick up this beautiful – we have a supporter in just south of Chicago, west of Chicago, who's given us a – she sold her house. She's given us a huge table for Sky High. And isn't it awesome that Bobby just happens to be there? And Bobby's going to rent a – trailer and he's going to pull this stuff home, and it's just God is doing something beyond what we can even imagine. Let me thank you, Chad. I want to finish with something positive real quickly if we can. Spencer, pull up that video of Jamie Walden. I want you guys to see. Okay, good. Scroll out there now, folks. We're posting this. I don't have time to watch it now. Okay, Spencer, go out to about the just scroll out about the it shows up going to be a little chart. Keep going, Spence. Keep going. Where's your chart? Right there was Spence. Go back. There. Oh, there it is. Pull it up there. Okay. Jamie does a really, really good video, which Jared's going to post for us later on. And Jamie's talking about situational awareness levels. And here's what he said. There's the sleeping and the dead. We all know a lot of them, right? Their situational awareness, they're asleep or they're dead. They don't get it at all. The next level is red when, I'm sorry, I'm doing this the wrong way. Daydreaming. The average person is just daydreaming. They don't have any idea what's going on. And then all of a sudden, something happens and they become aware. They're aware, okay, yeah, maybe there was a little bit of cheating. You know, maybe that vaccine, they become aware. And then they do a little bit of research and that becomes, then they realize, well, there is a possible threat here. This maybe needs a little bit more, attention. And then they get to the point where, wow, this is an actual threat. This is, you mean I can be transmitted? Somebody else can get vaccinated and can get on me? And then the last one is sleeping or dead. And Jamie says, we are now living in red. It is an actual threat. He does a wonderful, wonderful teaching from the scriptures on how to operate in the red area. Brace for impact. This is where we are. Now, I don't think Jared has it up there yet, but this will soon be posted at CoachDaveLive.com. In fact, another video that I put up there that is, well, I told you the video about with Juan O'Savin and all that stuff the other night. And don't let me forget, I got so much. Betty Perkins this weekend. Come on, folks, come and support Betty Perkins Saturday afternoon. Ohio Brett, you have your event Friday night, right? You got your event Friday night. Those of us in Ohio, get down there and support Ohio Brett.
Yeah, that's the Patriot Jam, Coach, just south of Columbus, the Patriot Jam.
Patriot Jam, we don't have that on our schedule. Kindred of the Kingdom Conference is coming up. Betty, Saturday, Eastern Ohio Salt and Light Brigade. It's only during the day. Come on, man. Get out there and support Betty. She's all in. She's working as hard as she can to make it happen. She's a warrior at heart. And just a lot of wonderful, wonderful stuff that's going on. Let me encourage you. Bards Fest. I got to get him on. Scott Kesterson. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Folks, we're going to win. We are going to win. As I said the other day, they've had 60 years to put their army together. 60 years. 60 years. And we, for 60 years, have trusted our pastors who told us not to get involved politically. Don't mix politics and religion. We trusted them. We trusted Republicans. We trusted conservatives. We've trusted everybody but the Lord. And it's time to trust the Lord. And what is happening is the Lord himself is pulling down all these other props. Now, Dale Socia, I can name a few. Tom Gale. Listen, there's some good pastors out there. But for the most part, we've been sold out by the men of the cloth. We've been sold out, boys and girls. And luckily, we're seeing it. They may be good men. Nice men. All that. We've been sold out by those guys. In general. The Baptist, what do they call that? Southern Baptist Convention. They're sold out. They're infiltrated and sold out. Methodists were lost long, long time ago. Long, long time ago. This whole New Age Christianity we have out there, we're sold out. We're sell out. So what the Lord is showing us, that it is really and truly this remnant. And folks, it's not as small as we think it is. It's a large one. Now, maybe not all of this remnant are in it for the right reasons. Some of them are for patriotism and USA. See, I'm for the USA because Christ is using the USA. That's why I'm for USA. USA ain't going to save us. Our government isn't going to save us. But I want you to know that there is an earthquake awakening going on all across this land. And as I've been trying to say for who knows how long, we have to get a team together. So the Lord right now is organizing that team. Thank God for Clay Clark and his Wake America tour. Thank God for Bards Fest. Thank God for all these things that are going on. Why? Because it is an awakening of the remnant body of Christ. They are coming together. We cannot fight till we have a team. And the Lord is putting a team together all around us, folks. If you can't open your eyes and see it, I don't know what to tell you. What a time to be alive. Hey, I'm not a bet. I used to be a gambler. Never was a big gambler. But if I was feeling kind of cocky, I'd go to Las Vegas and put down a bet on the good guys, because we're going to win. See you tomorrow.